On the KSRO live line with us is Bob Mulholland. He is a longtime Democratic strategist and a watcher of all things politic. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning.
Nice to have you with us this morning. So the word is out this morning from the House Intelligence Committee that it is finished. It's done with its Russia investigation. They say, yes, the Russians interfered in the presidential election of 2016, and no, there was no collusion. There was not collusion with the Trump campaign and Russia.
Well, I think the House Intelligence Committee, controlled by Republicans, was done the first day. It was more of a Broadway play, just extend it for a year, make it look like they're really checking things out. But
it's a partisan thing, no doubt.
Yeah, and their job is to protect Trump. That's what their job is, and that's what they're doing. And I don't blame them. It's up to the special prosecutor to come up with any crimes.
And, of course, the special prosecutor, Robert Mueller, still doing his job. And how long do you think that's going to take, Bob?
That could go on for months or more years because the Trump people, and as we just heard, John Dowd, his main lawyer, quit today.
Yes.
Will drag this thing on and on and on and on. I do think that Trump will ultimately have Mueller fired. I think he has to. I mean, what did Nixon, and was not the Saturday night firings back in the Watergate days, it was the tapes. The tapes were the evidence that even Republicans could accept. And in the case of Trump and Mueller, I think Mueller is... already, I don't know, indicted several people. Some people have already pled guilty, you know, people around Trump. He had, Trump will decide better to fire Mueller than him indict my son-in-law or somebody else. So.
But wouldn't that be Trump's demise if he, in fact, did fire Robert Mueller?
No, I think what Trump's demise will be if he just lets Mueller continue to indict people and find out if there's Russian money into the NRA or Russian money into Trump's hotels. Remember, politics is about choices, and sure, you take some hits, you know, politically with a Mueller firing, but I think they'll set Mueller up with a mistress story or something. The Trump people, if you watch over the last several months, have really laid the groundwork through their channel, Fox, to say this person's guilty of something, this person's no good, this person's a Democrat. So Trump's strategy is very simple. I, Trump, want to run for re-election in 2020. I don't need the majority of the American people to vote for me. I didn't get them in 2016. All I need is 270 electoral votes. So if I can pretty well convince enough people in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, my home state, that, hey, the other guys are lying. Sure, I got problems or I got a zipper problem, but you need me in there to take care of your needs for guns, et cetera. I think that's the only strategy Trump has, really.
And speaking of the zipper problem, Stormy Daniels, of course, will be on 60 Minutes finally this Sunday night, and a number of women coming forward again, and still, it seems like this is not going to hurt Trump either. But do you think that's accurate?
Well, what could hurt, he has a zipper, Trump has a zipper problem, and for every woman that's come forward or been listed in a lawsuit or something, there's probably two other women, as Trump himself bragged about in the Hollywood tapes on the bus. But what could hurt politically Trump is some audio tape where he's threatening to have a woman in the silence or something like that.
And well, that that should do it.
Yeah, that would be a final straw. But I will remind your listeners that in the Alabama Senate race recently where Judge Moore, the Republican, accused of sexual assaults or sexual needs of teenage girls, 51% of non-college white women voted for Judge Moore over the Democrat Doug Jones, 76 to 25. So these white women, non-college in the South, certainly that wouldn't be the case in California, said to themselves, well, sure, he's going after teenage girls, but it's not mine, and the alternative is a Democrat. Remember, choice. When you come coming down a freeway and all of a sudden there's two freeways, you have to make a choice. Now, maybe both of them are the wrong direction because you got on the wrong freeway to begin, but you're going 60 miles an hour, you make a choice. As it really was a joke when the former New York Yankees catcher said, when you come to a fork, take it. You actually do have to take one of the Yogi Bear. You actually do have to take a route. And for voters, maybe they don't like the freeway exit they're taking, but that's the choice.
And I'll tell you this, you know, and other presidents have said this before, and I'm sure felt this before, but Trump has often said that there's really nothing he could do. Nothing he could do that will have a positive spin in the media, certainly not with the Democrats. Is he right about that?
Well, Trump is his own worst enemy when it comes to media. He attacks everybody, so what, including many reporters. You know, fake news. Fox News, which is basically works for the Republicans, is real news. So Trump actually, deep down, he actually likes to fight with journalists. Journalists across America, in a lot of polls, have a lower favorable rating than used car dealers.
Yeah.
So it's in his political instinct, just like it was with Agnew, who was the vice president for Nixon before
right.
he resigned in a bribery that as he was a Maryland governor. Well, Agnew's job every day was to attack the media, because, as P.T. Barnum used to say, if you want to build a crowd, start a fight. And P.T. Barnum would actually pay two guys to start a fist fight on a street corner, then teenage boys would hand out the flyers for the upcoming show. And that's what Agnew knew, and that's what Trump knew. Remember, Trump comes to New York, which is a constant, everyday tabloid, this woman, that man, bank scandal. So it's just normal with Trump. And what voters respond to is the big news. They're not reading the economic reports. They're not reading what Democrat leader so-and-so said. What they ultimately see is just headlines, and they see Trump's in a fight with the media. Well, that's not a bad story for Trump in the 270 industrial belt in the Midwest.
And one more question for you before we go, Bob, and that is referring to California politics. Is the governor's race now too close to call?
Well, under this communist system that the Democrats unfortunately have a top two, the speculation was for a long time there'd be two Democrats in the general election. And the latest poll PPIC overnight shows that maybe one Democrat and one Republican. But remember, the ads have not started, the paid ads have not started, and the real campaigning has not started. And when you got so many candidates, four or five Democrats, two or three Republicans, and I think the PPIC poll said 24% of the voters were undecided. Well, even though the ones who allegedly are decided, they could be swayed easily. So it's a wide-open race.
Well, we'll see what happens, certainly, over the next few months. Bob, thanks so much for being here. Appreciate your input.
Okay.
That is Democratic strategist Bob Mulholland on KSRO.